Michelle Franzen. President Trump says we have control over Iran's entire airspace. In a social media post, it comes after the president cut short his trip to Canada for the G7 summit so he could address the escalation between Iran and Israel. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem and says things are mostly shut down under a state of emergency due to days of Iranian missile launches.
All businesses are closed except grocery stores and a few little cafes. All the schools are closed. Everyone's home with their kids. And you're not really allowed to gather or go to a workplace, so there's not a lot of people on the streets.
A three-judge appeals court panel will hear arguments today by the Trump administration over President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops in California earlier this month. A lower court last week ordered the Trump administration to return control of the National Guard troops to California's governor. On Wall Street, stocks are down following yesterday's rally due to a more uncertainty over tariffs and the Middle East conflict. This is ABC News. Recent calls to remove artificial food dyes in U.S. products due to health concerns is prompting a major U.S. company to make a shift in its products.
Kraft Heinz makes ketchup, Ore-Ida potatoes, Philadelphia cream cheese, and Jell-O, among other things. The company says it's already removed the dyes from 90% of its products and intends to make that 100% in a few years. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has claimed artificial food dyes are contributing to chronic illness. Studies have linked some food dyes to behavioral changes in children and cancer in animals. Many are banned in other countries.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Italy is planning to ban cell phones in schools across the country. The new ban set to begin next school year. Officials say phones will need to be locked away at the start of every class. Exceptions will be made for students with disabilities. The ban was sparked by videos taken during class by students, including a disabled student being bullied. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice, quiet evening. Ah, so quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, sugar boy. Oh, sure.
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A northern Wisconsin lawmaker reflects on the weekend's political violence. State Representative Pat Snyder says the assassination of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband and the wounding of a second lawmaker and his wife was shocking.
Absolutely shocking. So close here in the Midwest to be able to invade their home and the premeditated thinking about this. I'm so glad that they finally caught him.
State Assembly is scheduled to be in session on Wednesday. Snyder says there will be a moment of silence for the Minnesota victims. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss confirmed to WIS Politics Monday his office has requested an increased security presence for a session on Wednesday. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was included in a list of names found in the vehicle of the man accused in the shooting of the Minnesota lawmakers.
Baldwin's office has confirmed that law enforcement informed the senator that her name was on the list. Vance Belther is accused of posing as a police officer and killing Democratic Minnesota State Representative and former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and shooting and injuring Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. Democrats, U.S. Congressman Mark Pocam, and State Senator Kelda Royce have also confirmed they were on the list. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A nationwide opioid settlements moving forward.
Attorneys general from across the country have reached a sweeping multi-billion-dollar settlement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family over marketing and distribution of opioids. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced Monday the $7.4 billion agreement with the makers of OxyContin has not been finalized. Call said the next step in the process is that local governance will be asked to join the settlement contingent on bankruptcy court proceedings. Under this settlement, Wisconsin's state and local governments would receive as much as $80 million over the next 15 years. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy this Sunday during the 39th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast at the Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane from 7 to 11. There'll be pancakes, sausages, cheese curds, maple syrup ice cream, and of course, milk, music with Ron Pronchinsky, kids events including face painting, a pedal tractor pull, and barrel train too. It's the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 11 at Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today, slightly sticky and still warm, with high temperatures scraping 80. Small chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, turns more likely tonight. And we could get soaked tomorrow with heavy rain on and off at times. Cooler temperatures in the upper 70s. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
But I think maybe there's some actual volatility building in the markets, the kind that lead to what I call volatunities. Perhaps things are evening up a bit in the soy complex. Today, we're going to focus on conservation. We'll travel way out west to bring you coverage directly from Lankford Farms. Live with one foot in the treasure state via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we look to big sky country with America's conservation ag movement farmer-led field day. We'll begin with ACAM's Andrew Lyon. Then it's our host Ryan Lankford from Lankford Farms. Later, Patrick Wheeler from John Deere. And directly following the news, as always, Karen Bonert from Farm Journal's Milk. I'm back in for Chip this morning. It's me, your pal, Davis Michelson. Thanks for tuning in to AgriTalk on your, yes, it is Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning here, we got a big show lined up for you. Joe and I have been working on this. The good folks at ACAM have been coordinating with our staff. It's been a whole thing. The day is finally here. We've done these before. Chip has gone to some of these on the ground. We're doing this one remotely here, but that does not mean our enthusiasm is any less for this event. ACAM, America's Conservation Ag Movement, farmer-led field today. We're in. Now, I'm not sure. I asked ahead of time the organizers. Is it Chinook, Montana, or Chinook, Montana? I think we arrived at somewhere in between a chuh and a shuh, so sort of Chinook, Montana. We'll be out there at Lankford Farms. We'll get to the bottom of at least how to say the name of the town. But man, some terrific conservation efforts going on out there. Some studies. We will speak with one of the ACAM managers, Andrew Lyon. To sort of explain to us what's going on, talk to us about ACAM, where we can find out more, and what other events might be going on. And then we've got Ryan Lankford. Don't let me get ahead of myself here. Ryan Lankford, it's on his place, so we'll see what he makes of it. And from my notes here, it looks like Lankford Farms is quite the spread. I thought I saw 10,000 acres in there somewhere. I'll recheck my notes before we talk with Ryan, and then at the very end, Patrick Wheeler from John Deere, and he's actually the integrated solutions manager. Solutions I like. Integrated is good. I don't know what integrated solutions are, so I'm very anxious to talk with Patrick Wheeler from John Deere. And, of course, Karen Bonert to talk a little dairy for us before we get too far down the path. And with that, let's get to the National Weather Service short-term outlook here. Yes, severe thunderstorms producing damaging winds. Hail and a few tornadoes are expected through Tuesday across parts of the Central Plains, lower to mid-Missouri Valley. Heavy to excessive rainfall could produce flooding across portions of the Ohio Valley into the Central Appalachians through Tuesday. We're expecting rain here in Kansas City, I believe. I think the most recent forecast that I saw was calling for 13 millimeters. Here in the in Kansas City, we're 76 degrees and cloudy currently. Well, after 2 days of limit up trade, soy oil futures pulled back overnight, while corn, soybeans, and spring wheat pivoted around unchanged. Winter wheat markets mildly favored the upside. The U.S. dollar index was modestly firmer. Front month crude oil futures were around $1.50 higher
just ahead of the open. And presently here, let me hit refresh really quick, and we'll find out where we are up to the moment. Yes. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. We had a down day yesterday in corn. Now we're up a couple of cents. The July's down too, but let's go out to the Sept. From the Sept out through the Deast, the March, all of them more than 3 cents higher right now. For some reason, I'm finding it very encouraging. I'm less encouraged by the 2 to 3 cents, even the nickel higher that we've got going in the soybeans. Now, meal and oil both trading to the upside currently. That's a bit of a divergence from the setup that we saw the last few days. And here's your winter wheat markets doing fine, 6-7 cents higher. Spring wheat under just some light pressure to start the day. And then quickly, what about the livestock? Ooh, ow, oh. August live cattle down 287.5, 212.67.5 currently. Looks like your feeders want to go 290 lower in the front end there. Lean hogs are mixed with the front end slightly higher. We'll check in with Brian Grady in about a half hour and find out what's the skinny on these markets. Cash cattle averaged a record $238.68 last week. That's up $2.06 from the previous week. That marked the ninth straight week of gains in the cash cattle market and the eighth consecutive record cash cattle price. I've got crop progress reports from USDA. Highlights from as of June 15, corn 72% good to excellent, 94% emerged, both of those right in line. Soybeans 66% good to excellent. That falls back 2% from last week. 93% planted, that's also just slightly behind the average, but 84% emerged is ahead of the average pace. Spring wheat, 57% good to excellent, 89% emerged, 4% headed. Typically this time we see 6% headed on average for your spring wheat. Winter wheat is 52% good to excellent, 93% headed, 10% harvested. That's just slightly behind the average harvested pace. And cotton, 48% good to excellent, 85% planted, 19% squaring is ahead of average, and 13% setting bolls is right in line with the historical average. The U.S. is expected to object this month to a recommendation at the UN Aviation Agency Council that Washington says unfairly favors Brazilian corn farmers at the expense of U.S. producers in development of sustainable aviation fuel. The United States argued the recommendation unfairly helps Brazil over the rest of the world, as it would award a lower carbon score to multi-cropping, a common practice in Brazil. Let's leave that right there for the moment and get over to Karen Bonert from Farm Journal's Milk. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm good, Davis. How are you?
Really, really good. One thing that we have to keep in mind across the ag industry, the youth. We have got to be bringing the youth into the industry behind us here. Talk to us about there's a young award-winning dairy producer here that I think you want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually, Davis, our 2023 Milk Business Young Producer Award winner, Ben Smith from Virginia. And I had a nice conversation. The story's up on Dairy Herd, but just talking to him about profitability and what does profitability look like on his farm. And he said that, you know, like where a lot of dairy producers have kind of leaned into the beef on dairy to bring revenue to their farm, he isn't doing that. In fact, he's been raising surplus fresh cows and selling those. And that's helping fund, if you will, he's building a dry cow barn. But these fresh cows, Davis, there's a hot market for them. There's a hot demand for them, probably making $3,500 to $4,000 per cow. And when you sell 200, 300 of them, that's a lot of money real quick, right? So the margins there is there's lower feed price. Milk price is a little softer, but these young dairy producers are looking at different alternative profit sources in addition to that milk check that can help. And he also then talks about carbon and what they're doing with the farm program. So they're looking at different opportunities than, you know, 20 years ago or 10 years ago, how we were trying to find profitability on the farm.
Absolutely. And when you talk about a fresh cow, is this just a cow that kind of sasses as you walk by? Define a fresh cow for me, please.
Yeah, of course they have a lot of sass. A fresh cow is a cow that maybe just calved within the last 30 days. People want that. They want milk today when they're looking to buy. When I asked him, who's your buyers? He said, being in Virginia, he's selling some to larger dairies up in New York, but even some smaller herds around Virginia or the Shenandoah Valley that maybe went, you know.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Zinpro Isoferm, Unlock your whole herd performance at Zenpro.com/isoferm. That's Zenpro.com/ISOFERM.
Whole herd performance with Zenpro IsoFerm. This one-of-a-kind technology enhances rumen performance and advances efficiency by directly feeding the rumen microbes. What's the result? Decreased dry matter intake, increased energy-corrected milk, better feed efficiency, and a herd that is better equipped to navigate the stress of lactation phases and seasonal change. Learn more at www.zimpro.com/isoferm.
Bugs can wreak havoc on post-harvest stored grain and eat away at your bottom line. At Central Life Sciences, we believe in making every kernel count. Our Gravista and Diacon IGR family of products are proven solutions for post-harvest insect control, providing lasting protection as grain is being loaded into storage. Visit bugfreegrains.com to learn how you can make every kernel count.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
My mom. Discover all the ways to enjoy the wholesome products that start with the goodness of milk. For breakfast, try some cottage cheese topped with fruit. Or a big helping of yogurt in your favorite flavor. Dairy products not only taste good, but they're good for you. They supply protein to help get your day off to a great start.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Conroe Sales and Service, your Bobcat and Gravely dealer, Durand and Whitehall.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, providing land loans to help family farms thrive in any challenge. Terms and conditions apply. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Boy, howdy, we got a nifty one for you today. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Davis Michelson here. I mentioned we had one foot in the treasure state. We know Montana has been called Big Sky Country or the Big Sky State. It's also called the Treasure State. Population of 1.137 million as of 2024. Capital is Helena. The state bird, the Western Meadowlark. If you've heard of Meadowlark, you know there's nothing like the sound of it. Let me bring in Andy Lyon now from America's Conservation Ag Movement. Today's farmer-led field day in Chinook, Montana, hosted by America's Conservation Ag Movement. Special thanks to Ryan Langford. We're going to talk to him next for opening up his farm gate today and sharing his story with us and the attendees from ACAM, America's Conservation Ag Movement, Andrew Lyon. Mr. Lyon, welcome to AgriTalk. Thanks for being with us, buddy. How's it going?
Davis, good morning. It's going really well. It's a beautiful morning here in north central Montana.
That's outstanding. I'm such a nerd for current conditions up to the minute. Talk to me about how do the crops look? What's it look outside the window there as you're driving down the road?
Yeah, well, it looks pretty good to me. I'll let Ryan give you a better assessment there. I do think they've gotten a little rain here in the past couple of weeks. So things are greening up a little bit for them. But again, beautiful country up here. And again, things are looking pretty good.
Well, Andy, AgriTalk and ACAM have worked together on a number of terrific terrific events just like this one. But for those just joining us, maybe need a refresher course, talk to us about America's conservation ag movement. What is it? How do you define it? What gives?
Yeah, ACAM is really a partnership between the private industry and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service, really kind of powered by Farm Journal and our Trust in Food division. And so, again, we know that every organization has strengths and weaknesses, right? We know that the USDA NRCS is tremendous at providing financial and technical assistance to producers all across the country to address those resource concerns that they have on the land. And they do a fantastic job at that. But what I think we can help provide at other times from the private industry is some of these technology solutions, right? We know that private industry, always on the cutting edge, trying to be innovative, really brings another element to what the USDA NRCS is able to provide. And then here at Farm Journal, as America's trusted voice in agriculture, that gives us a lot of insights as to those thoughts and sentiments that producers have across the country. We're able to really try and bring those insights to bear on what that means, what support producers need to make the changes on their operations that help them be more sustainable over time. And so we're able to bring that. And then obviously, just like we're doing this morning, we try to use that Farm Journal media megaphone to tell the story, right? I think one of the things that is critical for us in agriculture is to continue to tell the story of what farmers and ranchers are doing right all across the country. Now, Farm Journal is really focused more on producer to producer, right? We're not always facing the consumer side, but it's just vitally important for us to continue to tell other producers about the successes that we're having on our operations so that other producers will feel empowered to make those same types of changes on their operations.
Now, you're out at Rancho Lankford today, and I'm going to speak with Ryan in the next segment there. But as I mentioned, there have been a number of these sorts of events on the premises of different people's operations. What sorts of people does ACAM look for to feature at these sorts of things? What sorts of people are these where you go visit their operations?
Yeah, I think the really important thing for us, Davis, is to focus on farmers and ranchers that are actually out there doing it, right? That are in full scale production agriculture. We need to see the good, bad, and the ugly. I think a lot of times the trap that we fall into in this conservation sustainability space is that we want to focus on only the conservation piece. And we want to focus on only the successes that we see out there. And that's just not realistic, right? We need to show how conservation agriculture is integrated into full production agriculture. I think probably 20, 30 years ago, when we talked about conservation, you were talking about buffers along streams. You were talking about CRP, perhaps. You were talking about restoring wetlands, all good practices. But I think we've really evolved in the conservation space over time. Today, when we talk about conservation and sustainability, a lot of times what we're talking about are broad acre practices, right? Trying to reduce the amount of tillage that we do on our farms, trying to keep more of a continuous living root in the ground over time, really focusing on soil health. So, when we think about that, it's really important that, we continue to tell that story and talk about that message in the context of different farms and ranches all across the country. Because it looks different everywhere we go. And so it's just vitally important for us to actually get out on the landscape and to tell those stories from farms and ranches all across the country.
Absolutely. And as I've mentioned, so you are at the Ryan Lankford Farm, Lankford Farms there, Chinook, Montana area. Ryan is something called an ACAM conservation steward. Can you define that for us? And what do these conservation stewards mean for ACAM's efforts?
Yeah, well, just like we talked about, it's really important that, we have a face for the work that's going on out there that other producers can see and say, there's a producer that's similar to me, right? That it has the same type of operation, maybe grows some of the same crops that I can look to and see what they're doing on their farm. I think we all know that, you know, across agriculture, the way producers really make changes on their operations is to see what other producers are doing. And so it's just vitally important for us to create these peer-to-peer type learning opportunities. And so we'll have folks here on the farm tomorrow, and it'll be a great day, I'm sure. And again, we'll make some connections on the farm tomorrow. But I think the biggest thing that we try to push through ACAM is let's not let that conversation stop tomorrow. We try to use our connected ag community for producers to continue to follow up through our app where they can communicate over time. And then producers that are here can get connected to other producers that have joined the app from across the country, right? And so I think we just try to build this peer-to-peer network out as big as we can so that producers have that level of support that they need to feel confident in making the changes on their operations that will hopefully make them more profitable, but also have better conservation outcomes.
So you're hoping that people who come and check this deal out would be producers as well, themselves from around the area?
Oh, absolutely. And so we've sent a lot of invitations out to local producers. And again, you know, we know that it's tough for people to break away from their operations to get to different field days. I think we will have a good crowd tomorrow. But again, the key is with the folks that we have here, you know, we're going to make sure and get this content and get it out on the Farm Journal Media Network so that producers across the country can see what's going on. They can, again, join the app and feel supported through the community and really just have that opportunity to learn more about what other farmers and ranchers are doing all across the country.
You keep mentioning an app. Can you talk to me about that? What do you mean by that? Join the app.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody can go on to either the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store right now and just search for the Farm Journal Connected Ag Community app. That's an app that will allow you to see and communicate with other producers across the country. Again, it's just a great opportunity. You can talk to groups that are created. You can also reach out to individuals that you connect with on the app. Again, we just want to set the opportunity up for producers to be able to use this technology to just continue to communicate and have that support that they need.
Is that the best place to learn more? Because you've got more of these coming up throughout 2025. Farmers that want to learn more about the tour and what you've got going on there with ACAM, where do they go to get more on that?
Absolutely, Davis. Appreciate that. You can go to AmericasConservationAgMovement.com, kind of a mouthful there, but you can go to the website and learn more about our field days. Again, some will be focused on row crop operations. Our Trust and Beef program will focus on obviously beef industry on some real great ranches around the country, and we'll be on some specialty crop producers as well. And so we're really looking forward to our full season of field days. Can't wait to bring you that coverage here on all of the Farm Journal media outlets, and then again to connect producers through that Connected Ag Community app.
Andy, before I let you go, any chance we can get maybe a sneak peek, maybe some hints of what ACAM has got cooked up for the rest of the summer, other sites where you might be headed, other areas, or do you want to play it close to the vest for now? Up to you, buddy.
No, I think we've got some great field days that we're lining up. We'll be in Western Minnesota here in July with a Trust and Beef field day at Clear Springs Cattle Company, Jim Wolf and his family. We'll be down in Arizona, Southeast Arizona, also in July with our Trust and Beef program. David and Tina Thompson on their YY ranch. So again, we'll be all across the country. Please check us out and follow along on all the Farm Journal outlets for more media coverage.
Andy, make sure I get it right. AmericasConservationAgMovement.com, correct?
That's perfect, Davis. Check it out.
Andy, thanks for being with us. Andy Lyon from America's Conservation Ag Movement. All right, we're going to speak with the farmer himself. Ryan is coming up next here on AgriTalk. Stick around.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. choose AmeriCorps.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are higher, reporting from Clinton Farms and the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days Media Day. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update. July milk up 3 to $17.99. August up 3 to $18.62. September up 19 to $19.20. October up 9 at $19.19. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower. Technical selling has once again gripped the live and feeder cattle markets as the funds have decided to sell into that rally from yesterday. We have triple-digit losses across the board. Hog markets also moving mostly lower as well, as the hog complex seeing a little bit of the lower pork cutout values that led to some profit-taking in the market. June live cattle down 260 to 224.42. August feeder cattle down 452 to 305.70. August hogs down 25 cents to 112.42. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. There is still some concerns about the situation in the Middle East and how that could affect markets. But that's really what's driving the markets higher here today in all of the grains, along with, again, some short covering as well. New crop corn up 3.75 to 438 and 3/4. New crop beans up 6 to 1066 and a half. July wheat up 15 to 551 and a half.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
In pursuit of those pearls, we find ourselves hooked up via satellite to the great state of Montana, big sky country. They call it the land of gold and silver, the treasure state. Today's farmer-led field day in Chinook, Montana, hosted by America's Conservation Ag Movement. That's ACAM. We want to extend special thanks to Ryan Lankford of Lankford Farms. Mr. Lankford joins us now. Ryan, thanks for being with us on AgriTalk. Thanks for participating in this ACAM event. Before we get too far down the path here, talk to us about your operation. It sounds like you've got quite the deal if you've attracted some attention like this.
Well, I think that's true. It's either good attention or bad attention. I guess any attention is where we're at right now. So we run a diverse operation. I have both conventional farming. I have certified organic farming. We have some cows. We're not a generational farm. My dad started farming in 76. we went flat broke in the 80s, and I came back farming in 2008 after swearing I would never do this. I joined the Army and was pretty committed to not coming back. I joined the Army and then got a GI Bill and actually went to college and got a degree in civil engineering and went down that road a little bit and then decided to come back. So, you know, it gets in our blood and we can't shake it. So that's, I guess, kind of how I ended up here.
Can I ask you something? And maybe we're way off the page with this question, but I'm fascinated by this sort of thing. Was there an event or something that happened and you were like, oh, I got to go back to the farm. That's it. Was there a turning point? How did that happen?
I think the turning point for me was, one, was $20 wheat. Wheat took a run in 2008. So then everything looks like you're like, oh, yeah, we'll make money. Well, then a couple of years later after coming back, I also sold wheat for under $2.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, that kind of smoke and mirrors. But I think the real thing for me was we were right at the cusp. My wife has a degree in nursing and I was an engineer and we were looking at where do we end up? Where is this going to take us? Where are we going to be successful at? And when we look at raising a family, where do we want to be? And I don't think there's a better place to raise a family than here, especially with your family. We actually farm on our reservation. I'm enrolled on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation, and that's where we farm. And I came home, and this is home. I mean, I think a lot of people, that's what they're giving up, is they're giving up, you know, a lot to come home. And there's times that we regret it, and there's times that it's definitely worth every minute of it. So,
yeah. Well, and I don't mean to grill you over your motives, Ryan, but I am curious about a few things here. I've got in my notes here that on the farm you've got winter wheat, spring wheat, canola, peas, lentils, chickpeas, flax, and barley on over 10,000 acres of leased tribal land. That's a diverse run of crops. Is that fairly common for Montana farmers, or are you extraordinary in that way?
I think I probably push a little bit more to the extreme. We've raised, I think, 9 or 11 crops. One year we were running, I think, 7 or 8 out in one year. And so we run, we're always 10 days away from a drought. And when you, I heard you ask Andy how it looks, and about 10 days ago, we were in a drought, right? Like it was full blown. We're going to start culling cows and it was looking ugly. We've picked up about 2 inches of rain, which is a lot for us. Probably way late for our winter wheat. Our winter wheat was already shedding leaves and stuff like that. But, you know, we're diverse and we have to be diverse to kind of shed that risk. And I think that's a big thing for me is how do I shed risk? How do I diversify and push some of these crops so I can actually not have all my eggs in one basket? And we do an operation where we're about 50% fallow, which is unique in, you know, the farming industry. So we crop about 10 and then we have about 10,000 we got to keep over with fallow. So we're busy all the time. I mean, we're covering a lot of ground.
Now, you mentioned your time in the service, and thank you for your service. We appreciate it, sir. But since you wound up back on the farm, there's kind of been some expansion going on. What fueled that expansion? Again, I'm asking you, you know, what was the thought behind the expansion?
I think the thought behind the expansion is what every young man thinks. Mm. More is better, right? I think that was the idea, you know, and what I learned in the service and what I learned in college is that you should always be learning, right? Like knowledge is what I'm always after. And I think that's why I was able to expand so much was I was able to find a lot of farmers that were gracious enough to literally sit me down and open their books, you know, and say, well, this is what I do. Here's what makes money. Here's what we're doing. And when we were getting rain, I utilized that and then leveraged that along with a good crop insurance and expanded very rapidly. We expanded beyond what I actually could probably do and got to the point where I have a daughter that's a junior now. And I thought, man, I don't have very much time left. And we actually took one farm, about 4,000 acres, and it was land that we leased from our tribe and we seeded that back to grass. I mean, it was just too much. And so seeded it all back to grass. Hopefully one day it will go back into our buffalo program, the buffalo program I share a common fence with. And so that's kind of the expansion was. I think that's it.
Yeah.
a thing of young men, right? Is we want to expand. And
sure.
I don't know if I'm beyond that, but that was definitely a pushing outlier, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, and talk to us, because you mentioned crop insurance and things like that, leveraging sort of partnerships, I guess, with NRCS, with Farm Credit and such. What have those meant to your operation over the years?
I think leveraging those, especially leveraging the finances side of it, is make sure that as a producer, you know what your safety net is and you understand it completely. We've all heard that term, you know, I'm a jack of all trades and a master of none. I think that goes with farming in a very, 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 very important way. The final line on that is oftentimes it's better than a master of one. And I think that's the important part, is that we don't have to be a master at one thing. We have people for that. I have an insurance agent that is a master at insurance agent. She is awesome. I can go to her, but if I know enough about it, I can ask the right questions. And if I know enough about conservation, I can go to the NRCS and ask the right questions. And if I don't feel like I get the right answers, I circle back around and ask a question again and format it in a different way until I get to the outcome I want. And I think that's what really led me to my expansion, is I just kept asking questions. You know, I went to the NRCS and be like, I want to do this. And they're like, no, you can't do that. And I'd be like, well, what can I do? And well, you could do this. That's close. And I'm like, well, let's try that. You know, I've done CSP. I've done EQIP. I've done CRP. You named it. I've tried it, you know, and it's just because I go in and ask. And I think that's the big thing, is we got to ask.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and I think part of that, you've been to Washington. When did you go and what did you say?
So I've been to Washington more times than I want to. Now I sit on the RMA, the FCIC, the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation. I sit on the board of directors for RMA. And I think one of the things that led me there is I've been in front of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs talking about how insurance is so key for borrowing money on Indian land. I can't really access a lot of capital based on just the way our land is held in trust. So I really rely on that federal crop insurance. That's what I go to the bank and I borrow money off of. I can take it, and everybody understands that check is going to clear if I don't cut a crop. And that's kind of what I talked about in DC, was like how important that is for farmers that don't have generational equity, that don't have that safety net, that can't go and say, hey, yeah, well, we'll just, you know, we'll go find some money anywhere else. I don't have that. A lot of farmers don't have that. And that was one of the things I really advocate for, is we need a better safety net. We need a safety net where our margins are getting so tight that, you know, a 75% coverage level really isn't cutting it anymore. Our margins aren't going to be that. Our margins are 5-10%, you know, so we start dipping down. And what we're looking at like this year is we're looking at right at that APH, that poverty line, what I call the poverty line. You cut enough so you pay your premiums. And you go to the bank and you're like, do I get a play again next year? And then they say, yeah or nah. And I've been to the point where I've pushed it all the way to the FSA and said, well, I'm going to have to refinance and stretch this out. And that's a tough conversation to have. But knowing what your insurance is crucial. And I think that's what I really advocated when I went to DC. That and you know, being a veteran, I really hold that true, is we need to be able to offer our veterans a place that they can go and really secure an option, right? And I think farming and agriculture is an option.
Hear, hear. Well said. Well, before time gets away from us, you've got the event there. Producers from the area, from all over, are going to be coming to your spot there. What is it you're hoping they'll see? What is it you're hoping that they'll take away from the ACAM Field Day there at your place?
I'm hoping that to take away one or two things, right? And those one or two things might be just, heck, the way I fold up and move from field to field. It might be how I, you know, variable rate a fertilizer. I hope they take away one or two things, because that's my experiences of going through field days, is if I can pick up one or two things that I think will work on my farm, that's a step, right? And we're not going to go fix a whole farm or fix a operation by saying, yep, we're going to change everything this year. But if you can pick up one or two things and then see if they work, and if they work, hey, you know, that's a good thing. It's just like our health. I mean, if you can walk by the candy aisle or not drink a pop for one day, you might be a little healthier. You know, it's just we got to work. So I'm thinking one or two things, they can take it away.
I love that. I love your approach to sort of risk aversion across your whole program there. Ryan Lankford, Lankford Farms out there in Montana. We sure appreciate you hosting the Farmer-Led Field Days for ACAM, and thanks for being here on AgriTalk and telling us about yourself, brother. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Davis.
You betcha. Ryan Lankford, Lankford Farms. When we come back, I've got Patrick Wheeler lined up from John Deere.
When the game is on, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
At Hexagon, we are experts behind the world's most precise machines, from race cars and jets to tractors, sprayers, and combines. In the field, our technology provides farm equipment with sub-inch precision. Pass after pass, field after field, year after year. Anywhere you farm, anytime you need. We are guiding your equipment and maximizing your potential. Keep up with the agriculture evolution by trusting Hexagon in your fields. This is how Hexagon is empowering agriculture. See how at hexagon.com.
If you're looking for promises to overcome yield-threatening challenges, you might go with Big Seed. But if you're looking for real results, go local with Champion Seed. We know that what yields in one field may not be the right seed for the field across the road. That's why we test hundreds of traits and genetics every year to handpick a seed lineup that will perform. And we use local data to dial in on what grows best in your ground. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Head forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day. and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Champion Seed. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com. All right, welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Davis Michelson here with you. Glad that you are along. We are, well, we're half in Montana. The other half is here in Kansas City. But we are with America's Conservation Ag Movement. And just so you can get more before it gets away from us, americasconservationagmovement.com. You got to type all that into the little bar thing or into your search in Google, americasconservationagmovement.com. Or if you want to get fancy and dig into that app that Andy was talking about, FJ Connected Ag Community. So go to your app store, wherever you download your apps, FJ Connected Ag Community or americasconservationagmovement.com. Let me now bring in Patrick Wheeler from Frontline Ag, Integrated Solutions Manager there at Frontline. How are you doing, Patrick? Great to have you on AgriTalk today.
Doing great. So this is my first time out at Langford's farm. I've been south of it, east of it, west of it, north of it. And today I was on about probably 25 miles of gravel road. Got some good scenery in from the Bear Paw Mountains. It's nice and green. It's absolutely gorgeous out here. So I'm thrilled to be here with Ryan.
Yeah, that sounds terrific. Integrated Solutions Manager. Talk to me about Integrated Solutions.
So Integrated Solutions is John Deere's lingo for everything precision ag. So everything from the operation center, wireless data transfer, JD Link connectivity, all of that stuff, and variable rate, CN spray. Now we got new ground speed automation in the combines. Everything kind of leading up to autonomy as well.
Well, yeah, you'll be there on the ground introducing some new tech, including that See and Spray technology. Can you just tell us a little bit more about it, please?
Yeah, so as Ryan stated earlier, in this part of the area, rainfall, our total precipitation is around 9 inches, anywhere I would say in our area from like 8 to 12 inches of annual precip. So there is a lot of fallow in this area. You leave the ground idle for a year. You usually have to apply it roughly around 3 times, depending on the timeliness of the rain, the amount of rain. But typically 3 times a summer, you're applying Roundup, Banvil, LV6, Paraquat, those kind of things. So selective spraying has been a really big hit to the area. Ryan's had a weed it on his John Deere 4038 for how long, Ryan? 3 years?
4 years.
Yeah, so he's on his fourth year. We also farm about probably 150 miles west of here, and we've had the See and Spray. Both are good products. There's just a little differences between them, but other than that, it's been a very innovative product for our area. And a lot of early adopters have taken initiative and made the investment for the future of their operations and get more efficient, essentially.
Yeah, well, and that efficiency is super important. I keep an eye on fertilizer prices, but, I mean, the cost of all inputs are high and sticky at higher levels. These precision techniques can really help save some money in the long run, can't they?
Yes, they absolutely can. So variable rate fertilizer application, we have quite a few customers that use that. So on the dry land ground, they're varying the fertilizer based upon CEC, EC, and then they're applying more fertilizer in the more productive areas, less fertilizer in the least productive areas. We've also had some growers that are utilizing their yield maps, profit maps to take it to the next level, and then saying, well, maybe this corner of this field's not profitable. Maybe this dryland corner on this pivot isn't. So there's programs out there like Pheasants Forever. They will take your data with your permission, and they will lay out your farm and say, okay, this 100 acres on these four different fields, you're losing money on. You know, you have to give them an idea what the costs are, the chemical, the fertilizer, the seed, that kind of thing. So we did that on our farm. We put about 260 acres in CRP that was unproductive or inefficient to farm, you know, smaller chunks. Implements are getting wider. Headers are 50 feet. Sprayers are up to 135. Drills are up to 100 now, you know, and a lot of people are 60 foot plus. So some of those fields just are terribly inefficient to farm. Hmm. So if we can make better habitat for the animals, you know, the pheasants, deer, that kind of thing, it's better for the environment.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're saving money in the process.
And that's the thing, saving money in the process, and getting those applications where they need to be put to the best use. Let me ask you something, Patrick. This all seems very tech heavy. I'm not a smart man. Do the good folks at Frontline Ag, would you be able to help someone who's maybe a little bit uncomfortable with the technical aspects of some of this stuff? Does Frontline Ag offer any assistance there?
Absolutely. We've currently made a big investment in the personnel for operations center expertise, see and spray expertise, mm-hmm. variable rate expertise. You know, we don't want a farmer to say, oh, I don't want to do variable rate because I don't know how it works, because now it's easier than it's ever been. Right. A lot of the problems we used to have, you know, in the early 2000s, mid 2000s even, an agronomist would write the prescription. They'd give the producer the flash drive. The producer would go to start seeding, try and upload the prescription into the monitor, and it would be in the wrong format, or something would be wrong, or the display wouldn't be up to date. And now we have wireless data transfer, so we can send the prescription right to that piece of equipment. If there is an issue, we can remote display access it and help the customer get that prescription right away.
Yeah.
If the prescription is in the wrong format or the customer can't figure it out, a lot of the times we can reformat it, put it in their account, and send it to their equipment. So what used to be a day, possibly a day, 2 days of downtime, now we can take care of in 5 minutes.
Wow. Patrick Wheeler from Frontline Ag. There's much more that you could tell us, but we are all out of time. Integrated Solutions Manager for Frontline Ag. They're talking about John Deere's See and Spray. Thanks, Patrick. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, americasconservationagmovement.com for more. Thank you to Andy Lyon, Ryan Langford, and, of course, Patrick Wheeler, and Big Apple Joe for production support. AgriTalk.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back?
Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump now calling for Iran's complete surrender of its nuclear program, saying the U.S. controls the skies over all of Iran and